We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, you can always go to our website, waitwait.npr.org, or the website of our host station, wbez.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, a new theme park is going to be opening soon outside of Paris if plans go ahead. And with its rides, attractions, restaurants, and shows, it will celebrate the fun-filled world of whom?
Oh, here I was about to go down the French Revolution road.
Oh, if you went down that road, you'd find him at the end.
Robespierre.
No. Further down. Keep going.
Further down. Louis the 16th.
No. Come back the other way.
Napoleon.
Napoleon, yes.
All right.
Make a left at Versailles.
It's a theme park based on Napoleon, says the emperor's descendant, Charles Napoleon. Quote, in the 21st century, people need a new medium for history, and that medium is the theme park.
And you have to be this tall to ride the rides.
In a tribute to the emperor, you can't be any taller.
If only I were still 4 feet tall, I could get on that one.
The theme park will be named Napoleon's Bivouac, also known as the Repressive Kingdom. And it will honor the great emperor with rides, battle reenactments, and the brutal March on Moscow ride. Mm. That's just a walk-in freezer you stand in for 18 months while you try to eat a dead horse.
Don't miss the Waterloo slide.
Oh, it's terrible. The creators promise no French child will go home without a big, satisfied scowl on their face.